Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, happy new year and welcome to the first episode of the All Things Gymnastics podcast for 2023. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Brittany.
And this is the podcast where we talk about all things gymnastics, and we're making a few minor changes to the show this year. We asked for your feedback on a little Google form thing that we posted on social media last week, and we got a lot of positive feedback. We want to make sure that everyone who listens to the show has the opportunity to fill it out. So we just wanted to let you guys know that that'll be in the show notes down below. It's super quick and easy to fill out, and it just kind of lets us know what kind of things you guys would like to see moving forward. So please go fill that out if you haven't already.
So for our first episode of 2023, we are super excited to be joined by CMU freshman Luciana Alvarado Reed, who also just so happens to be the first Olympic gymnast ever for Costa Rica. She turned a lot of heads at Tokyo with her Black Lives Matter tribute at the end of her Florentine, and is already looking to be a big asset to CMU's team this season. So without further ado, please welcome to the show Luciana.
We wanted to start by having you take us back to the beginning of your journey and tell us how you got started in gymnastics.
So both of my parents, pretty much my entire family, does like some kind of sport. My mom, she did gymnastics, and then she opened like her own gym. So me and my sisters, we pretty much grew up there in the gym. So I kind of like started gymnastics by default because I was there all the time. But I feel like I didn't really like care what I did. I was just having fun. I would just do every single class all the time. I would sleep on the mats at the gym. Like it was just, I was just having fun. And it was about when I was like 11 or 12 that I like started focusing more on competition and meets and more training. That's how I got started, kind of like because of my mom.
So how old were you when you started?
I have no clue, actually. I think that I was like 2 or 3 when I like started doing like actual classes, but I was there way before that. I pretty much learned to walk in the gym.
You were basically born in the gym.
Pretty much.
So who did you look up to as a kid? Because Costa Rica has never had an Olympian until you. Well, Olympian in gymnastics, I should say, until you. So who was your inspiration growing up as a kid?
At least like in my country, my inspiration has always been my sister, because she's like 6 years older than me. So when I was starting gymnastics, she was already like doing like a lot of like big skills. So I feel like she was my biggest inspiration. And outside of that, I remember Gabby Douglas is like one of my favorite gymnasts, and Nastia too. So
beautiful gymnast. Your sister, did I read that she was like a national team member in Costa Rica, or did I make that up?
No, yeah, she was. She was, yeah. She went to the 2013 World Championships. Yeah, so she was like an elite gymnast too.
Okay, cool. So gymnastics runs in the family for sure.
Pretty much, yep.
So you said that when you were 12, that's kind of when you started focusing more on the competitions. But when did the Olympics become a realistic goal for you?
I feel like growing up with my mom as a coach, a lot of people think that maybe like she like put this idea that, oh, we're going to go to the Olympics ever since I was little. But I feel like she really like just let me decide on my own what I wanted to do, like what path I wanted to choose. And I remember when I was like, before I became elite, like a junior elite, she asked me if I wanted to do just JO or if I wanted to do elite gymnastics. And I feel like when I decided that, and when I started like going to the gym 2 times a day and I became homeschooled, when I was like junior elite, I feel like that's when we were like, okay, we're training for Tokyo. So I was about like 13, 14.
Okay. And so fast forward to 2021, you ended up with the all-around silver medal at the Pan American Championships. That earned you your spot at the Tokyo Olympics. So you also won beam at that meet as well, but it was that all-around silver that earned you that spot. So I guess walk us through that moment when it became official that you were going to the Olympics.
Yeah, it was like the best feeling in the world. And for some reason, I went to that competition just focused on hitting all my routines. And I was like, if the qualification is meant for me, then it will be, but it won't happen if I don't keep my routine. So I'm just going to focus on that and not pressure myself. And I finished the meet. And since it was like COVID and Brazil was like really focusing on COVID protocols and stuff, we had to leave the arena immediately. So I was at the hotel watching all the other competitions. And my mom and I, we were like so nervous. And we were just like checking the scores. I couldn't even watch the meet because I was just like very nervous. But then when like all of the subdivisions were over and I was officially qualified, like it was just the best moment of my life. Like me and my mom, we started crying, and all of the coaches that were there were really supportive, and we were just like, it was just like very like a supportive environment of all of the other coaches from the other countries that know how much like that qualifications meant to me, my family, and my country.
Yeah, and what a relief to have that official, and you know, to knowing there's nothing else you have to do, like it's a done deal. That has to be such a relief.
Yeah.
What is it like knowing that forever in the history books, you are going to be known as the first Olympic gymnast for Costa Rica? What does that mean to you?
Yeah, that's something really crazy to think about, because I feel like when I qualified, I was like, no one has ever done that before, you know, and everyone back home was just like so excited, so happy. And I like my favorite moment of that whole journey was going home, and at the airport, like all my teammates, all my family, they were there. I was doing like all these interviews and people were telling me that I was the first one. And I was just like looking at my teammates that were there and all of the girls from other gyms that they were like, we feel like we can now do it because you did it too. Because I feel like before I qualified, it was like, oh, like the Olympics are just so far away for our country because we're such a small country. We don't really have like a lot of people, like a lot of resources. So I feel like once I qualified, it was like, okay, yeah, we can do it. We can go to Paris. We can go to LA, which is in 2028. We can go to the next Olympics. I feel like my qualification made it real for us.
You're going to be an inspiration to so many little girls in Costa Rica now that want to go to the Olympics or even just make it to the elite level, just knowing that like it's possible to compete with, you know, some of the best gymnasts in the country and be on that stage. So that's super cool.
So you had a not so typical Olympic experience with COVID and all the protocols, you know, not being able to have family in the stands. What was that like?
That was very, very weird, honestly. Because we would compete at a completely empty arena, like it was only pretty much other gymnasts that could be there. But somehow that kind of made it easier to be at the Olympics, because I feel like I was very nervous, but walking into the arena, and it was like podium training, because usually there's like not all the people there. So it was like, okay, it's just like another training, another like not competition. So that kind of made it better. But of course, it was hard not having like family there, because it's like such an important moment for me and my gymnastics. So it was like, it was good because you don't have like the noise of the crowd, but it was also like not so good because I wanted some of my family and friends to be there.
Yeah. Did it feel like you were at the Olympics, or not having the crowd, did just feel like kind of another meet? Because that would be my biggest fear for all the athletes, is that it didn't, you work so hard, you finally get to the pinnacle of your career, and then it doesn't even like feel like the Olympics, kind of, just because there's nobody in the stands
and there's not that energy from the crowd.
Yeah
It was definitely different, but I feel like the Olympics were just like an experience, like completely like new experience. And it was like being at the Olympic Village and just training with Spain and France and Canada and like my subdivision, like it was just so crazy. So I feel like it still felt like the Olympics, because you would just go to the dining hall and you would see like the best athletes in the world. So it was like, it was crazy.
And the Olympic rings are everywhere, so I feel like it's kind of hard to forget that you're at the Olympics. Constant reminder. I have to ask this. What were the beds like in the Olympic Village? Because I remember there was some thing everyone on the internet
No, they were actually really comfortable. They were really comfortable, but they were made of like boxes. Like it was like I don't know what the word in English, but it was like
recycle.
It was just like, yeah, it was like if you order something and you get a box, it was pretty much that.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, that sounds really uncomfortable, but I'm glad that you're reporting that it was comfortable.
So yeah, it was not that bad actually.
That's so funny. So a lot of people took notice of your Black Lives Matter tribute at the end of your Florentine. Teen Vogue, ESPN, NBC, I mean, pretty much all the major news outlets were talking about it. So talk about the decision to do that at the end of your routine.
Yeah, so I saw some of the girls at UCLA that had it on their routine, and I was like, oh, I think that's like really cool. I feel like it's My whole point was to give a message of like power and equality and justice and love. And I talked about it with my family, and I feel like we all decided that it was just an honor to have it on my routine and to be able to pay tribute to a movement that not only fights for human rights, but believes that everyone is equal and everyone deserves to be treated the same way. So I feel like that's why I did it.
Did you expect the reaction at all, or were you surprised by the reaction that you got from that?
I was a little surprised. I was not expecting that because, I don't know. I was very happy that a lot of people thought that it was brave and a good thing, because that was pretty much, I didn't really do it to be political or anything. I just did it to give a message of equality and justice.
Yeah, well, we love it.
Thanks.
So I guess looking back on your Olympics experience as a whole, what is the most memorable thing for you? Or I guess maybe like a favorite moment when you look back?
I feel like the month before the Olympics was like so crazy and so surreal. Qualifying to the Olympics was the best thing ever. And then when I was there, it was just like going to practice like the week before and just seeing like Ellie Black right there on the beam training with you. That was really crazy. I also like my competition group was Oksana Chusovitina, which is like amazing gymnastics. Like everyone loves her. And I also rotated with Julia Steingruber, and then Spain was also there, France. So it was just like, yeah, it was just crazy. And I feel like that was my favorite part, just going into the gym and train with the heroes that you've looked up to your entire life.
An iconic group of athletes to be rotating with.
Yeah, it was insane.
Did you have any interactions with Oksana? Like, did she say anything to you or give you any advice?
It was like, she's so great. Like, she shows up and she like just warms up and she's just like there chilling. Like, she looks like that she's not nervous at all, because I mean, she's had like 8 Olympics before. So it was just another competition for her. Right. And that was so great. That was like so great.
Just another competition for her.
Yeah.
So for you, do you have any more plans to do elite in the future, or are you pretty much just focused on college now?
I'm like right now I'm really focused on season, but I don't know. I'm still trying to decide, but I think that I'm going to focus on college for right now, and then I'll see, because okay. We have like a couple years before Paris, so I'm just trying to enjoy the moment.
Yeah, one step at a time.
Yep.
So you are gearing up for your freshman season at Central Michigan University. We want to talk about how that even came to be. You know, you being from Costa Rica, did you watch college gymnastics? I guess, how did that pique your interest? And when did you know that was something that you wanted to do?
Yeah, so I did know of college gymnastics before. But last year, after the Olympics, I didn't really want to be done with gymnastics, but I also wanted to start college and like university. And in Costa Rica, it's kind of difficult to do both things, because there's not really like a college sports like environment. So I was like, yeah, I don't really want to quit. And like college gymnastics is still like super competitive. So I was like, why not try it? And I started emailing some of the coaches in some of the schools. So I didn't get to go on any trips before, but I did talk to some coaches online, and I talked to the Central coaches like on Zoom all the time. And I feel like that's why I really decided to commit to Central, because I really loved the coaches, and I got to go to one of their meets last season, and I saw like the team, and I was like, yeah, I really want to be a part of their team.
Okay, I was just going to ask that. So you were able to go to campus. It wasn't like an all virtual thing. I wasn't sure with you being out of the country, but then also with like COVID stuff, I didn't know if like your recruitment process, if you had to do it all virtually, if you were able to come down or come up.
Yeah, it was pretty much all virtual. I did go to one of their meets. I didn't get to go to visit Central. I went to a meet in Kentucky because we were training in Ohio. So we drove to the meet, but I didn't get to visit the school before.
Okay, so you never actually visited campus until you committed.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So I guess, what were some of the reasons why you chose CMU? I'm sure there's plenty of reasons, but can you just talk through some of those reasons?
Yeah, the coaches, I really, really loved the coaches, and I thought that they were doing a great job with the team. And since I went to a meet, I also got to meet some of the girls on the team. So that was really nice. They were really supportive. They were really welcoming. And I feel like that was really important to me, just having like a good support system and just be part of like a team that feels like a family and that loves each other very much. So that was pretty much one of my main reasons.
So you recently had your first inter-squad meet at University of Michigan, kind of set up like an actual meet. So you kind of got the feel for it. You did amazing. You got a 9-9 on bars, and I'm predicting it right now. I'm going to knock on wood because I don't want to jinx you, but you're totally going to get a 10 at some point because you're perfection.
Thank you.
Yeah, you also had a beautiful vault as well. So what was it like getting out there and having this Central Leo on and kind of competing for the first time in college gymnastics?
It was so much fun. It was really, really fun. And I feel like it was so different from Elite because everyone was just having fun. I feel like Elite is just very serious. And that was one of the things that I was, that was like totally different for me, just like having fun and being with the team and dancing and having fun at the competition. Like that was very different to me. And it was, I really, really, really liked it. And I also love that you're doing gymnastics for yourself pretty much, but you're also doing it for the team. Yeah. And I love that aspect. And I feel like that like motivates me a lot more. Like, oh yeah, I have to do well because I have to support my team and we are doing it for the team. So I love that about college gymnastics and I'm so excited for season.
Do you think we'll get to see you on any other events this season other than bars and vault?
I hope so. I'm training all around right now and I love performing floor. I love doing beam. Beam is like my favorite event after bars. So hopefully if I'm consistent enough, I get to do all around this season.
What about some of your goals? So personally, your goals for the season and then some of the team goals as well.
My goal for the season is just pretty much be consistent and have fun, relax a little bit because I'm usually like a tense competitor. I don't really get to relax a lot, but I feel like college is going to help me do that. So just having fun. And for the team, we really just want to like have a good season, hit all of our routines and qualify to regionals.
And CMU is a team on the rise. So I'm really, really excited to see what you guys do this season. Even just how you guys looked at the inner squad, I was like, okay, T.
Well, you guys were going into the last rotation. You guys were beating University of Michigan, which is
Yeah.
Second, third rotation, you guys were leading, which I don't know if like a lot of people expected that, but like it's looked phenomenal as a team.
Every time I looked over, somebody from your team was sticking. It was outrageous. So
we're doing a good job and we are such hard workers and our coaches, I feel like our whole gymnastics team and our like our whole environment is just very healthy and we don't really focus on other teams, don't really focus on scores. We just focus on having fun, hitting our routines and just doing like clean gymnastics. That's pretty much our goal.
Well, it seems to be working for you guys, and we're really excited for the season. And hoping that you guys get back to regionals, and then also in the future in nationals. I think it's definitely a real possibility for your team.
Yeah, thank you.
So we want to finish up with some fun, super random questions. We just have a couple of them for you. So The first one actually was inspired by a TikTok that I saw. So what is the biggest difference that you've noticed coming to the U.S. and living in the U.S., whether that's something that people say, like a phrase, you know, something with the food, something that you've seen people do? I guess what is something that you've noticed that seems very, like, strange or different to you?
This just came to my head, and I don't know if it's just ranch. I don't get ranch. People having ranch all the time with everything.
So
pizza,
good.
Rice, I don't get that.
That's me. I see. I don't do, people normally do ketchup. I ranch always. If I order fries, but I'm not like a huge fry person anyways, but if I do have fries, absolutely side of ranch.
Yeah, no, I just remember that. And my teammates all have ranch, like bowls of ranch. When they did the pizza, they did like the fries. And I'm like, why do you, I feel like ranch is just like a wing thing or like a salad thing.
Yeah. But
No,
ranch is an everything thing, as you will learn.
Yeah, no, I'm learning that.
Costa Rica is very warm, very different from Michigan this time of year. So how do you like the cold? Are you ready for the snow? Are you dreading it? How do you feel about the weather? Basically, how are you doing right now? Are you okay?
I am very cold. I am very, very cold right now. I like the snow, but I feel like everyone's been telling me, oh yeah, you're going to get used to it. You're going to get tired of it. Right now, I like the snow. I don't like the cold so much. I sometimes wish that I could just go outside with no like layers.
Yeah.
But I'm doing okay right now. I'm liking the weather, but I'm just ready for it to be over. And I know that it's going to just get worse.
Yeah. Is it snowy there now?
It's not snowing here right now. It has not snowed that much. It snowed like a little bit at the end of November, but it's still very cold to me. So I'm excited to go home next week and just be warm.
Skiing, yes. Soak it up. It'll be a while before you experience warmth again.
Yeah.
Might be snow coming that way because she knew somebody that...
Yeah, that side of the state, I was texting someone this morning and she said that she was out shoveling her driveway this morning. And so she's not that far from where Central is located. So I'm like, oh no, it's coming.
Hurry, get on a plane, get out of here.
Yeah, no, just like 4 more days.
Okay, so next question. What is your favorite way to spend a day off?
Oh, I just like doing nothing. I love like watching movies, reading, just staying in and just like, yeah, like just drinking hot chocolate and just like doing a movie night. That's like my favorite thing in the world.
That's my favorite thing too. I love days where I don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Especially when you do so much, like if you do so much during the week, like it's nice to have just like one day on the weekend where you can just do nothing, have no responsibilities.
Yeah, no, I definitely need a day off where I do nothing, like every week.
Yes, it's great for your mental health. So what about, okay, this is another one discussed on TikTok a lot. How early do you get to the airport?
Oh, I don't know if this is, I get like 3 hours before.
Okay, so that is so excessive. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. And my teammate asked me about this and she was like, yeah, so what time do you want to like get to the airport? And I'm like, oh, my flight leaves at like 7, so I have to be there at 4. And she's like, why?
No, you don't, I promise.
Yeah. No, and my mom called me and she was like, yeah, you have to be there like 3 hours before. Make sure that you're there like at 4:30 maybe. Like, I don't know. I do that.
They do say for international travel that you're supposed to be there like even earlier than you would have to be if you were just traveling like in the United States. So yeah.
Fair. I just funny that people get there so early and then it's like, what? So you can just make sure that your flight is a real thing.
Yeah, no, and then you, like, have to sit there for, like, 2.5 hours. Yeah. It's fun. I like doing that. And just, like, walking around, getting Starbucks.
Yeah, at least airports have, like, a lot of food and, like, even, like, shops. I've never personally gone, like, shopping at the airport, but I know it's an option.
There is entertainment, for sure. Yeah. Or you could just people watch. That's always fun, too.
Yeah.
All right, so last question. And I guess the spirit of the new year. So technically it's not the new year yet, but by the time this episode comes out, it'll be the new year. Do you have any personal goals or like New Year's resolutions? I know some people aren't big on New Year's resolutions, but so I guess, first of all, do you like to set resolutions? And then if so, do you have any personal goals for yourself going into 2023?
Yeah, I used to be like really strict about this with myself. And I would just like do like a whole list of things that I wanted to do. And I feel like I never looked at it like after January, like I just forgot about it. So now I'm kind of just like one of my resolutions is just going with the flow and just like relaxing and enjoying myself. I'm enjoying like school and I'm enjoying gymnastics so much more now. So that's like my goal, just to have fun and be with the team and compete and do like have a good season. That's pretty much one of my goals.
Yeah. What are you studying in school?
I'm an English major.
Okay. Do you have like an idea what you want to do yet for like a career once you graduate? I mean, obviously you're a long ways away from graduation.
Yeah.
Do you have an idea of like, what you'd like to do in the future?
I would like to work in publishing. I would like to publish books. Yeah.
Cool. What kinds of books? Like just like fiction?
No. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Novels and fiction. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Interesting. Yeah. So we'll look for Luciana Alvarado author soon.
Yeah.
Did you have anything else that you wanted to add that we did not ask you about?
I feel like I'm good right now.
Okay. Well, yeah. Thank you so much for doing this. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, thank you guys so much for having me.
That does it for this week's episode. We hope you all enjoyed it, and we want to say thank you again to Luciana for taking the time to come chat with us right before your holiday break, and we are wishing you all the best in 2023 and beyond. We'd also like to take a moment to thank our Gold Level Patreon supporters, so a big thank you to Amy M, Emily B, Kathleen R, Lucy S, Becca S, DFP, Blake B, Cookie Master, Faith M, Kristen R, Lori S, Sabrina M, Amy C, Erica S, Milan W, M, Derek H, Abby M, Martin, and Jasmine C. Thank you all for continuing to support our show each month at the highest tier level. It really does mean a lot to us. And like we mentioned in the beginning, going into the new year and
you know, kind of looking over the feedback that some of you already gave us on that form that's in the show notes down below, something that was suggested to us was finding some type of way for people to do a one-time donation if they're not actually wanting to do a monthly donation, which is basically what Patreon is. So that's something that we're still kind of trying to work out and figure out how we're going to go about doing that. But we have other perks as well, and a lot of the things that people were recommending are things that we have done in the past, but maybe could do a little more consistently, like posting episodes a little bit early. We've done that now with our last two episodes. Posting, you know, some behind-the-scenes type content, which we do try to do when we can. Obviously, we're not like all over the globe and constantly going into different gyms and stuff, but that's something that a lot of people said that we're going to try and implement as best as we can going forward into the new year for our Gold Level Patreon supporters. And we have some other things we're working on as well, but we're going to keep those a secret for the time being, so... But as always, we do have a link to our Patreon in the show notes down below if you want to look over some of those perks and help contribute to the show. So this weekend is the first weekend of college gymnastics. I can't believe it's already time for season again. I am so excited. This is our time to thrive as gymnastics fans. So we're looking forward to discussing, you know, the first week of NCAA competition next week. And we're going to put a link in the show notes down below where you can find the full schedule for the entire season. And that's something that I'm going to be updating weekly with streaming links so you guys don't miss any of the action. So save that page, bookmark it somewhere, somehow, and continue to follow up with that because it's going to be updated all season long. We're so excited for the first week of NCAA gymnastics. As Brittany said, this is our favorite time of the year, so we're about to be living our best life. And we can't wait to break it all down with you guys next week. So have a great week. We're hoping that you had a good start to your new year, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.